Sukuna went to the park one day and he saw a hobo. And then he talked to the hobo. And then he found out the hobo had given him mono. Mono. Sukuna mono. Mono, which is the opposite of mono. Because mono means he can sing the Bed Intruder song. So let's hear him sing the Bed Intruder song with mono.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape him, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out there. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
Sukuna, you're a pretty cool guy, even though you do have mono. So, I mean, I'd give you a pat on the back, but there's two reasons why I can't do that. One, because I don't want to catch your mono. And two, this is the internet, so I can't, like, physically catch mono, but I mean, there's still a chance you might telepathically send it to me. So, good job, Sukuna. And let's hear what the judges think.
Question: who gets better almost every time I hear him? Answer: Sukuna. Also, your name is badass. It sounds like the name of like a juggling bear at the circus that rides a unicycle. And that's awesome. I like that you did some harmonies. I don't know if everybody's supposed to do harmonies or what, but I like that you did them. That's initiative. On the first Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, you rushed wife. You said why? And then you went into Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife again. And that's tough sometimes. You got to make sure you know where you're breathing so you don't run out of breath. If you have to make notes on where you're taking breath, like a breath in the lyrics, that'll help a lot. This is such a ridiculous song, but I felt like you committed to it. I feel like you are going to find him. And what I like about you is I genuinely feel like you want to improve. You submit for all the singing shows. Even though, like, you're not the best singer, you're getting better as a result. So keep at it. Like, on paper, Sukuna, and this is nothing personal, on paper it feels like, you know, you would be in last place. Because this particular week has a lot of good singers. However, your performance was good. You might not be in last tonight. And I know that's like, that almost sounds like a backhanded compliment, but I'm not trying to mean it that way. Like, if you even beat one other singer tonight, I think that that's a victory for you because Rochelle Euler, Todd Frogs, Monastar, Gil Dragon, and Megatizzy are all super epic. But I felt like you had good performance in this. You did try the harmonies, which I liked. And I don't think you sounded bad. So, kudos to you, sir.
It seems like with the song you were having trouble getting the phrases out in time. Your intonation was also slightly off. Though you ended it decently. Overall, I found this tolerable.
Hello, Sukuna. Your song. I thought it was okay. I don't think this was really your kind of thing. I think I've heard you sing stuff better, to be honest. And I think it was because it's so fast-paced and everyone has struggled with this, so it's nothing that's just against you, really. But everybody has struggled with, you know, the fast-pacedness of the song. I don't know if that's a word, but it is now. And yeah, your timing was off in quite a few places, and so was the pitching. So I think you did struggle with this, if I'm honest. Yeah, there were some good parts, like when you were holding this, you know, the bits that the higher notes that go, you know, he can find you. See, those bits sounded okay because you were in tune and you were in time and everything, and so those bits make it clear that, you know, you are a good singer, you can sing. But I just think this was not really, this didn't strike me as being your thing, I'm afraid. And I know that you can do better. It's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for example, like, you wouldn't catch me singing a Madonna song because I would murder it. I just can't sing Madonna. So, you know, that's never going to happen. And I think, you know, you've got to find what works for you and sort of stick to it. And I know that, obviously, you didn't know what the song was going to, I think you find out what the song's going to be straight away. And so, you know, you just sing what you're given to sing, which is obviously, you know, fine. I don't blame you or anything. Don't blame anybody. so don't kill me. But yeah, I just think it's just really obvious that this wasn't really your thing. So yeah, I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Turtle, because I kicked out Floshy the dinosaur because she was seriously getting on my nerves. So, bye-bye, Floshy. Hello, Turtle. Okay, so, thank you for the judges for doing this episode once again, and thank you for the contestants for participating. I really want to thank Princess Clary for doing the judges' clips, like, in just, like, one night, because I was kind of, like, freaking out about what I should do, because I was missing a judge. So, thank you. And, okay, for the next episode, what I'm planning to do is, it's a Christmas episode, and what you're going to have to do is, like, I'm going to pick a backtrack to a certain Christmas song, and I promise it's not going to be, like, religious, it's not going to be a religious Christmas song, it's just, like, you know, commercial Christmas show song, like Frosty the Snowman, or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, a song like that. And what the contestants will have to do is, for that 30 seconds of that one song clip I choose, I haven't decided yet, but they're going to have to write their own lyrics to it, like, rewrite the song, or, like, make a parody of the song, if that makes sense. Like, a while ago, I made this parody of Last Christmas. I was like, that went like, Last Christmas, I gave you my rice, but the very next day, you ate it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll cook you some chicken pancit. So, like, okay, this time, you guys have to write your own lyrics. So it's like that. It's like, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. You know, I'm pretty sure you get the gist of, like, what I'm talking about. More information is going to be on the roster anyway. So you guys can look at that if you are confused. Okay. So down to business, though. I'm actually going to start putting these episodes on Voice Acting Alliance. But again, this show is only open to Voice of Hollywood Forum members. Because I'm not, like, trying to be mean or anything. It's just easier for me to manage. So, so, down to results. Now on to the results for the second time. I recorded the results, like, 2 minutes ago, when I found out that, like, my recording stopped, because, I mean, Pro Tools records differently in a weird way. You can't just press record and stop whenever you want. Yep, there's, like, a start and an end time. Oh my god. I have to do this again! Okay. Right. No complaining. Okay, so down to the results. I think this is the first time in Who Sang It history where we've had someone who's gotten a sweepstake for first place. Like, you know, all the judges saying, giving that one person first place. Yeah. And, I mean, if the judges are listening now, they probably know who won, but the contestants don't, so I didn't spoil anything, so. Let's go to third place, though. Third place goes to... Boom. Clap. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Clap. Boom. Clap. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Clack. Mega Dizzy! I messed that up, but congratulations! You won third place. Okay. Next up is someone who is... Oh my god. Utterly sexy. Yes. No. Yes. No. Someone smack me. Okay. Well, I mean, you guys know who it is already. Because, I mean, I just gave it away when I called them sexy. Because, I mean, no other person can be sexy on VH other than Gil Dragon, aka Jack the Stripper. Congratulations. You got second place. Okay, so finally, the person who got first place, who earned the first place sweepstakes from all the judges, and who sang it to history, and I mean, that's pretty epic, because most judges have conflicting opinions, and I know these judges didn't even talk to each other at all. So, the fact they got first place from all the judges is pretty cool. Just saying. Okay. The person who got first place, who wrote down who sang it history, is Munistar! Congratulations! You are a record maker. Record maker. Yeah. So... congratulations. I know you're new to VH and all, but you know, you're pretty epic and you won this round, so. And I think you deserved it because you sang pretty. Yeah. Okay, I want to say sorry for that this episode took so long to come out. I mean, I had stuff offline that was like messing me up, and I was missing a judge, so I was freaking out about that too. So, I mean, now it's out, and you guys have listened to it, so thanks for waiting for it, and being patient, and not, like, chasing me with virtual pitchforks and fire, yeah. I'm really excited for the next episode, and I hope you guys are too, so I'll see you then. Okay, bye!